to your yoga nidra practice. Welcome to your inward journey today. From all that at times silly outward focus, right? We're going to shift gears now, and our goal, our intention is to go inward before we step back outward into the world, into the rest of your day, night, week, season, year, life. Take your time, feather your nest. Pretend, treat this laying down as if it was the first time you've done this. So really paying attention, taking good care, grabbing anything and everything that you need, maybe leaving something to the side if it's not needed today. Try not to go on autopilot as you're setting up, during the practice, afterwards, right? Be here fully and respond to the cues, the pokes, the nudges of your body, mind, and heart right now. Not back then, not over there. Be here. Lay your body down with exquisite care, intention, patience, curiosity. Find comfort, whatever that means for you. Be unhurried and on purpose. Perhaps something under the knees, head, tail, backs of hands and heels, some gloves, eye masks, cozy socks, take off jewelry, glasses, shake and shimmy and reposition, readjust, until you find that symmetrical, supported, sweet spot. No rush, only presence. Now we're going to take 10. We're going to take 10 deep breaths together. And we're going to do a very simple count of 5 on the inhale and 5 on the exhale. I will be doing it with you. You do not have to mirror my breaths. Find your own cadence, your own count. So it's in for 5, out for 5, and it will be in through the nose, big belly breath, and then a sigh out of the mouth. Maybe you stick your tongue out. Trust your body wisdom. 5 in breath through nose, fill belly, 5 out breath through the mouth, sigh it out and release. And we'll all meet on the other side. Yes? If you beat me to it, maybe take a few more breaths. Again, be unhurried. So we'll take just a cleansing, clearing breath first. Big in breath. Exhale, release, maybe make some noise. First of 10, I'll see you on the other side. When you are ready, release that practice, release that count. And could you notice anything that's shifted or changed? Has something come up? Has something been released? Noticing any internal movement, pokes, nudges, cues. Maybe there's more space in the breath. Maybe there's more space between the atoms in your body, the cells. Has there been a softening, a heaviness, a lightness? Breathing normally, naturally, making sure the spine is long, straight and strong, soft and supported. Shoulders down, chin tucked, a scoop of the pelvis, fingers curl and toes flop. Unclench glutes, release tongue, eyes fall down and back heavy. A smoothing out of forehead, a release through the brows, a release through the ears, cheeks, and nose and throat, collarbones broad. Relax and land here. Take another long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. We'll hold this one for 5, 4, 3, shoulders relaxed, 2, 1, big sigh, let something go and notice this shifted space on the other side. Feel your body lying here on the surface below, all those points of contact, of connection. Visualize the surface that you're lying on and the room that you are practicing in. Hearing any sounds inside this space, outside this space? Are there any sound currents from inside your body? Can you hear, sense, feel, attune to your heart? And I want you to feel the heart of your inner child, connecting with that essence of you. Maybe a picture of you when you were younger, a class photo, or you with a sibling, you doing something you love, a standout photo of you as a young child. See the colors of your clothing, your hairstyle, your facial expression, your height, the background of this photo. See yourself and feel your heart, creating a sankalpa for your inner child, a sankalpa for you. What would little you benefit from knowing? What do you want to tell little you? Time is an illusion. He, she still exists within you. Let's rewrite some stories here. Maybe your sankalpa for little you is, I am brave. I can speak my truth. I am fearless. I am playful. I am creative. I am loved. I am special. I am important. I am of value. I am heard. I am seen. I am supported. I am safe. Check in with the heart of your inner child, that heart beating in your chest right here, right now. What's your Sankalpa? Feel it, then formulate the words. From the heart, your Sankalpa, 3 times. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose for 5. We've done this before. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 5. Feel that Sankalpa take root. And through the mouth, plant the seed. Let it go. Trust. We're going to go on our rotation of awareness. And just be aware of the fact that as your awareness touches down and caresses and soothes and heals each body part named, your awareness is touching down on the body part of you as you are here in this room, that surface below you, this breath, the rise and fall of the belly right now. Hearing my voice, it's also going to touch down on and heal and soothe and reassure and love that part of you when you were little you. This full embodied healing and touching down. All parts of you, all versions of you, past, present, and future. See, sense, feel a healing light, whatever color, whatever aura, essence, or energy that is, trust what comes up. See, sense, feel your healing light touch down like an elixir, a drop of sweet honey, eyebrow center. What do you feel here? Let's rewrite some scripts and stories. Full awareness at the eyebrow center of past, present, and future you. Now feel your throat center. What do you notice here? What is coming up for you here? Now the right shoulder joint, the right elbow, wrist, palm of right hand, back of the hand, right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All 5 fingers, the spaces between, and the entire right hand. Healing light. Back to the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, and throat center. A healing here. Once again, at throat center, full awareness. Healing light, healing energy drifts and penetrates the left shoulder joint to left elbow joint, left wrist, palm of left hand, back of the hand, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, all 5 left fingers, spaces between fingers. Healing light infuses your entire left hand, left wrist, left elbow, shoulder joint. Healing light, cleansing healing energy at throat center. Now to the heart, that tender heart of little you, present you, future highest self you, all one, all connected, healing light at heart center. The right chest, back to heart center, the left chest, and heart center. Your solar plexus, the upper abdomen, navel point, low abdomen, pelvic floor, the right hip, right groin, right buttock, the right knee, right ankle, heel, sole of right foot, top of the foot. Feel your right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe, all five right toes, any spaces between them. All five toes, the entire right foot together. The right ankle, right knee, right hip, ball of pelvis. The left hip, left groin, left buttock, the left knee, ankle, heel, sole of your left foot, healing light. Top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and left little toe. Feel all five left toes, the spaces between, all five toes, the entire left foot bathed in healing light. Left ankle, knee, hip, floor of your pelvis, the low belly, navel point, the upper belly, center of your heart, healing light radiating, heart center. The throat center, center of the throat, eyebrow center, center of deep inner wisdom and intuition, eyebrow center, healing light. Now sense the entire body as one. Past, present, future you, all parts, all versions, all points connected, reunited as one. The whole body wrapped and cocooned in healing light. Healing energy penetrates your entire body. Healing energy radiating from the inside out. Connect with all parts of you. Whole body as one. bring your awareness now to the space between your eyes, bringing the awareness and your breath here. Visualize a column or a beam of white light. Inhale this light through the eyebrow center to the back of your head. Exhale this light back forward from the back of your skull, out through the eyebrow center. This column or stream of luminescent, maybe sparkling white light, a path with the breath in through the third eye. It penetrates the midbrain pineal gland and lands just outside the back of your skull, resting heavily. Then the out-breath is carried with the stream back forward and through back of skull, pineal gland, eyebrow center. If and when the mind wanders or sensations pull at your awareness, that's okay. Practice coming back. Practice the return to the breath. That luminescent, cleansing, clearing, milky, sparkly white stream of energy and breath. In and back, out and forward, breathing in this way for 11 more rounds. And wherever you are in the breath awareness, your countdown from 11, take one more in and back, forward and through. And hold your awareness now at this space between your eyes. Has anything shifted, changed, or moved? Are you seeing a bit more clearly now? What do you see here at this space between your eyes, behind closed eyes, maybe even in front of closed eyelids? What do you see? Now I'm going to name some images. Try to visualize them as best you can. letting the images appear, and then letting them wash away. At eyebrow center, imagine gentle waves of the sea. The tide flowing in and out, billowing clouds in the sky. A white rose, the blue sky of a sunny morning. Halifax Bridge, a peaceful dark night lit up with moonlight. Twinkling stars, a first kiss, a white sandy beach, a field of vibrant wildflowers, a new beginning, drizzling rain in spring, candle light from a single flame, your school backpack as a child, a mountain stream, a goodnight story, the eyes of your mother, a red butterfly, a mixed cassette tape, a single drop of water falling from a leaf, a garden full of flowers, the rising sun, a straw inside an old school glass Coca-Cola bottle, the taste of ketchup, the feeling of a high five, a sailing boat, a green lush jungle forest, your name tag, the sound of a bell ringing, a large lake, a summer's day, a fruit by the foot, the color and taste of this fruit by the foot, a high mountain with a snow-capped peak, a beautiful neon sunset, the first day of vacation, the feeling in your stomach when you laugh until you cry, the end of a deep sigh, fireworks illuminating the night, words stuck in your throat, a moment you survived, a single pebble being dropped into a still pool of water, a carpet of autumn leaves, a stormy night, a sunflower, a waterfall, a new moon, a full moon, the antlers of a stag, a field of poppies, a quiet space to call your own, a portal, a portal. We're going to step into a journey throughout our day today. And what I'll now invite is, with eyes closed, body heavy, imagine creating a large circle, like a portal or a doorway, if you will. And I want you to draw it out right in front of you. This hole, this circle, this doorway, this portal. Maybe it even has this humming, this buzzing quality. Maybe your portal is this black hole with a golden or orange fire, this ring around it. Notice this doorway, this portal that you've drawn in front of you. And imagine stepping in through this portal. You can do this. Step in through the portal and land somewhere that you believe you're going to go in the next day or two. Anywhere. Somewhere, a location, a store, a friend's house, a trail, your garden in front of your fireplace, your workplace, even your car. Somewhere you are going to be in the next day or two where you can really picture every detail. Find that space somewhere you're going to be today. Maybe in a few more hours. Maybe it's in your kitchen. Where have you landed? Really visualize the space, and we're interacting with it. We're in the driver's seat at the supermarket, under a coconut tree. Just be there for a moment. And all of a sudden, someone walks by you. Maybe you see a face of someone you don't know. Maybe a stranger walks by or knocks on your window or at the door, engages with you in some way. Open up to them now as they stop and say to you, "Hey, I have a message for you. A message that will support you in your day today and in your life." So you say to this person, "What is it? What is the message?" And see what comes. A picture, an image, maybe they speak a sentence to you. What is it that you need to know right now? What have they come to say, to share? No need to judge the words, no need to even think. Just see what comes. What message you're meant to hear, to receive. You thank this person for the message. They smile and continue walking. Maybe they even disappear. Just sitting for another moment, resting with whatever might have come through, even if it was silence. Just enjoying what this moment offered you. And wherever you are, you can now draw another portal. Maybe it's the exact same portal that you drew a moment ago. Maybe it's different. Is it circular, a different shape? Is it black filled with stardust? Does it have rose petals around it, water? Draw and create your second portal. And see, feel yourself step through it again with confidence and curiosity. And this time you step right through into outer space. You step through, and on the other side, you're just, whoa, floating effortlessly in space. And at first, you might feel a little disoriented, right? But if you just relax, oh yeah, floating here in outer space. And there's this sense of being held, safe, and weightless at the same time. And you look around at the stars and you notice the earth below you. Notice the quiet. And notice this other person floating nearby. And you kind of swim, you float over to them, to this other person in space who is meditating, their legs crossed, their spine tall, shoulders relaxed, eyes closed. This person meditating with you in outer space. And they don't say anything. They briefly open their eyes, maybe just one opens. They nod, smile, and almost telepathically they tell you, "Come join me." So you do. You cross your legs, you pull your shoulders down, you lengthen your spine, and you close your eyes, feeling this quiet beauty of the quiet earth, the space, the stars. Feel this peaceful quiet. Visualizing that earth down there, way over there. What a home. What a gift. Witnessing, feeling, sensing the earth below, all the stars around you. Be here fully. And again, almost telepathically, this person next to you shows you a memory that you are meant to revisit. Maybe it's a memory that evokes gratitude and joy. Maybe it's a memory that you've locked away and suppressed because it was too hard, too painful to feel, to experience. Come back to this memory. Notice the feelings in your body. What is the lesson here? What was this moment, this memory that you're now revisiting safely? Why? What was it meant to show you? How did it help you grow? Sitting with whatever is coming up for you. And this person next to you places their palm on your knee. And they say to you, either out loud or again through the mind, the heart space, "Thank you for coming out here to take a break, to pause and see the bigger picture." Maybe you give them a high five or place your hand over theirs, give them a little nod or a bow, and you draw yet another portal, a portal in space, and it's magnificent. Maybe it's similar to the first two or completely different. Draw your portal in space and step through. And you walk back through, landing into your body right now. As if you walked into your own back and were absorbed right back into the space, back home, back into your home body. Land here. And as you lay here, you notice this time, if you were to look to your right, you see this little kid lying next to you. It's you. You as a young child, laying next to you, looking to you. You take their hand, they hold it right back, still looking up and over at you, excited to be here with you, to spend this day, this moment with you. And maybe you're gonna take them to work with you, or they'll help you whip up something in the kitchen, read a book with you, go for a walk with you, go get groceries with you. They are just happy to be here with you, to hang out with you today. So you lay here, feeling the warmth of their body, landing right here, all parts of you. And notice first what you want to say to this younger version of you. Is there a piece of wisdom or reassurance? Whatever comes up, what do you want to say to little you? What does little you want to say to you now? Open the dialogue, speaking heart to heart. Now all parts of you, little you, present you, future you, in unison as one, repeat the words of your Sankalpa 3 more times. With faith, with trust, with love. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Let something go. Take a moment now to touch your own body. Maybe hands to belly, to heart. Give yourself a squeeze, a little face massage, a neck massage, anything that comes up. Grounding and whatever makes sense for you. Feel yourself back here. Feeling whatever's come through today. Just give your body a little love here. It's a pretty epic place to live in this body, yes? So here's some physical touch to show you how much you appreciate you. So you can put on your helmet for the day, put that smile on your face, maybe your sunglasses, your favorite shirt or shoes. And whatever unfolds today, tomorrow, this week, this life, remember all the little messages that you received to help guide you through your days and catch whatever's waiting for you. Whatever gifts, lessons, experiences, encounters are waiting for us at the other side of all those beautiful portals. And because it feels so delicious, let's take one more long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Through the mouth, a big exhale, maybe a little giggle, a laugh, a smile, really sigh it out. Be with this little kid, you. Be with the earth, that beautiful stranger along the way. Remember, you are always supported. This universe, this life is always conspiring to help you grow, to help you heal, and help you find your joy. Put on the joy lens. Breathe a little deeper. Land here, fresh new space, to write a fresh new story. Notice what's shifted, what's changed, what's moved, and honor it. Make space for it. Be here with all parts of you. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to all versions of you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.